Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared, and of course, you're tuned in to the Retro Insider Podcast Show. I don't know why I sound like that, but anyways, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. As always, thank you, and a big special shout out must go to all you new and returning listeners. You could be doing a million other things, so the fact that you're here listening to me talk about sneakers is phenomenal. Now, today's segment will be a sneaker snag segment where I'm going to be talking about how I was able to cop one of my favorite sneakers of the last couple years. It's not a retro sneaker, but what I consider to be a modern classic sneaker, a sneaker that will withstand the test of time. And I'm talking about the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Cloud White. So today we'll talk about how I was able to cop, and I'm gonna end off the segment with a little bit of insights or my thoughts and opinions about the sneaker and Yeezys themselves. Now, like I said, we're talking about the Cloud Whites, but I'm gonna go ahead and join this in and talk about the Citrons as well, because I got both this past weekend. So let's talk about both. But first, here's a word from my sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. All right, welcome back. And let's go ahead and get into how I was able to cop the Yeezys this past weekend. Now, the first sneaker we're going to discuss was the first to be released, which was the the Yeezy Boost 350 V2, the Cloud White. Now, I was able to hit on the Foot Locker and Champs apps. I've been consistently hitting on those apps, so thank God for that. I got two size 12s, so not the most highly coveted size as far as for resale, but they were in my personal size. Now, as far as the Citrons, that shoe was released on Monday, September 23rd, for a retail price of $220. And I was fortunately able to hit on the Champs app for a size 12 and also online at footlocker.com for 8.5. Now, a little bit more on that. Now, I was purchasing for a friend of mine who had been trying to buy Yeezys on her own for a while to no avail. So I was able to cop for her. And that's going to be a service that I extend out to more people here in the near future. So stay tuned for that. If you are having a hard time getting sneakers and would like for me to get you a sneaker, I will do so at a reasonable price just to make sure that you're happy with a sneaker that you want. So stay tuned. That's going to be a sneaker snag, sneaker pickup service coming, brought to you by the RetroInsider.com and Jared Watson. But stay tuned for that. Anyways, get back to the sneakers and how to cop. So in the future, if you want a pair of Yeezys, I recommend that you download the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs apps. That's been the most consistent way that I've been able to get my hands on sneakers. Of course, you have to sign up for their loyalty programs. And once you do so, you'll have the ability to reserve limited sneakers prior to release day. So you can pick them up on release day for retail price. Now, a little inside tip, the more you spend at these stores, the higher chances you have at reserving these limited sneakers. So keep that in mind. You can buy shoes for personal wear, or you can either buy shoes to sell on the secondary market for a big profit, small profit, break even, lose. Whatever the case may be, you have to find out what works for you. Here lately, I've been buying a lot of shoes that are on sale and flipping them to break even and make small profit to increase my chances. So that's what I do. I recommend it to you. But hey, that's just me telling you what I do. I'm giving you some inside scoop. But anyways, that's it as far as being able to cop these sneakers. Next, I'm going to tell you my personal thoughts and opinions on the shoe coming up. All All right, so we are now in the part of the segment where I'm going to give you my personal opinions and thoughts on the two sneakers that we're talking about today, the Cloud Whites and the Citrons. Now, if you haven't done so, go head on over to YouTube and check out the Retro Insider YouTube channel and take a look at our latest Sneaker Snag Quick Look video where we give you a detailed close-up look at the Yeezy Boost 350 V2 Cloud Whites. That video is already up. The Citrons should be coming out this Friday or Saturday. But anyways, if you don't know what the sneaker look like or you're confused about the colors, that video is going to tell you or give you a great representation of what these shoes look like. Having said that, I love both sneakers, but in my opinion, I would probably lean more towards the Citron. There's something about that Citron colorway, that beigey upper, and then that I don't even know, I don't want to call it gum bottom, but just the different color of the sole on that shoe is just dope. It's great for the fall as we move into the cooler weather. That's not to take anything away from the Cloud Whites, because I do like the crisp white seafoam look of the Cloud Whites, but I just think it's out of season for me. And if as far as a shoe that I would want to wear like immediately, it would probably have to be that Citron. Now, the crazy thing about it is I don't think many people like the Citron. And the reason I say that is because on release day, the shoes were sitting on a lot of different sites for a very long time. You know, of course, not the smaller sizes that resell, but a lot of the larger sizes above a 10 were sitting hours after release. And this is on Yeezy Supply. I think Champs had a couple sizes later on in the day and whatnot. So, yeah, from that, I would probably say that the Cloud Whites were a bit more popular simply because they weren't available for as long. You know, they pretty much sold out immediately. Now, that might be due to stock numbers. I don't know. I don't know if they were more Citrons than the Cloud Whites or just the demand was higher for the Cloud Whites. But for me personally, Citrons are a dope sneaker. I'm not buying them or keeping them in the collection, but you know, it is what it is. I think of all the Yeezy 350 V2s, I think it has to be the Zebras are my favorite without a question. It's just that uniqueness, that pop of that black and that white is just dope. But I do like the new pattern of the 350 V2s that have been releasing as of late. Just that, you know, static look is just dope to me. I just would wish they would have different colorways. Now, with that being said as well, look like we got a new pictures that just released of some new 350 V2s that will be coming out during December around holiday season. The black, white, red, blue, green mixture. That right there, that's it. That's it. I mean, it's just got that different color variation that we're not used to anymore because Yeezy's just going through tonal colors, right? But as far as the sneakers themselves, they're all pretty dope. You know, as far as comfort, top-notch comfort. The Prime Knit is extremely comfortable. You already know the Boost is just the bomb diggity. You know, even people talk about it bottoming out after a while. Even as the cushioning starts to decrease, it's still better than 99% of the shoes out there. So yeah, that's pretty much my thoughts and opinions on the sneakers. Next, I want to let you have the opportunity to tell me what you thought about these two sneakers. Which ones did you like the most? Which ones did you go after? Which ones did you keep? Which ones did you flip? Let me know all of that. And of course, you can do so by clicking in the show's description. There is a link where you can send me a 60-second voice message, or you can always leave a comment on YouTube. I definitely love to respond to you there. Not many people have been commenting, so change that, please. I want to interact with you guys, no doubt. But anyways, thank you so much for checking out the content. No more rambling. Until next time, stay humble and proceed. Y'all take care. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. Yeah, it's gonna be all right.